that doesn't have a Razor of the Month club membership, is it?
You didn't wait for No Shave November.
It just keeps growing.
Good to see you. 12th
Good to
season.
See you. Thanks for having me.
You're our pleasure. Thanks for coming. 12th season at Clearview last year, a 12-11 campaign. Your thoughts on this year's Clearview Lady Clippers?
Well, you know what? We got a lot of kids coming back this year. You know, when the last year's record really isn't an indicator of what type of team we were. We had a really good second half of the season. We dealt with some injuries most of the year. There was days I had more kids on the sidelines hurt than we had, you know, practicing. But
yeah, your first month last season was rough.
Yeah, very rough. Very rough. But you know what? Like I said, we battled back. We had a great second half of the year. We played pretty well in the tournament, and I'm hoping to take that momentum into this year.
What do you learn when you go through a season like that with injuries? And obviously, you probably got a plan A, a plan B, and then maybe you go to plan C or D. But what do you learn about yourself as a coach and the girls when you go through what you did last year?
Well, you definitely learn a lot about the kids. You know, the kids are playing in positions that they shouldn't be playing in, and picking up roles that they're not used to picking up. And I did learn that, this group of girls, they stepped up and they did a really nice job, in the face of adversity. And, it's promising looking into, going into this year.
Shot selection and where and when at what junctures of the game they take those shots, is that still going to be important for your Clippers to improve on?
It is. It is important. It's important that, you take good shots. You don't force up bad shots, obviously.
You mean jack up those 35-foot bombs?
Yeah. You got to know when and where. And, it's important. And I think that over the course of what we went through last year leading into this year, I think these kids really matured and they grew quite a bit in different roles that they're not used to.
Did that maturation also include looking for each other on the floor, seeing the floor better?
Oh, yeah. Well, they really had to make an adjustment. You know, we didn't have Brooke for a period of time, and Brooke is, she's a phenomenal point guard, and everything feeds through her. So when you're missing that player, these other kids kind of have to step up and do things that they're not used to, and I think that the whole group overall did a great job of doing that.
You know, and then at the end of last year, you knock off East Tech, who was a higher seed than you in the tournament. And according to you, you gave a real run to the money for number one seed Buckeye before you lost in that one. So your team really was competing at the end of the year.
Yeah, I really thought we had a chance to knock off Buckeye. I really did. And I really thought that our kids did a nice job in that game. Unfortunately, we just didn't have enough at the end. But, there's a lot of things that you can build off of that leading into this year.
Nick, tell us about some of the young ladies you got coming back. Who are some of the names Clearview fans are going to hear, they're going to read about in the paper, and that we're going to call when we've got a Clearview game over at Firelands on January 25th with Z?
Well, you know what? We do have, we still have a young team. We only have two seniors, but all these kids have a lot of basketball experience. So, we're looking forward to seeing Brooke, interact with these kids. But, we got Ariana Vasquez coming back as a senior, who's a great – I mean, she's a nice – probably be our forward. You know, you look at our roster, we got a whole bunch of guards. But, we only have a couple of big kids, and Vasquez is one of those. And it's nice that she's got good size, and she's a left-handed physical guard, so we could play her at the two and the three. You got Olivia Romas coming out there. Romas has really improved her shot. Vasquez and Romas, both of them put some time in the off season, and they've really grown in terms of where they were last year into this year. I haven't talked about Brooke Redmond, but Brooke is like I said earlier, man, everything kind of goes through her, and then all these other kids kind of settle in around her.
I've had a chance to see her play, and I'll tell you what, she's the real deal. And a lot of people don't talk about her, and maybe it's because of the injury last year. But I remember I think the game that they played, the highlight clip coming out of the break from, was her first game back.
Yeah.
And I remember she had a knee brace on that game. Talk about a gutsy player. She played only maybe 2.5 quarters in that game, but she wanted to help your team, her teammates, win. No matter how much pain she was in, she's a gutsy ball player as well.
She
was very skilled.
She does not want to be out for any reason at any given time.
I remember
she
you had to talk
play.
Her into coming out of the game.
she's a tough kid. She wants to play. She wants to play. She doesn't want to be sitting on the sidelines. And, you know, unfortunately, we've had some issues, you know, where she's had some injuries that have caused her to be out. But she's a gutsy player. And, you know, and I think that, you know, with these other kids around her, I think it just makes her a little bit better.
Keys to having a good season for Clearview, and how good do you think you can be?
You know what? I think that the potential is wide open for us. Like I said, we have kids that have basketball experience. I wouldn't say we're a veteran team, but we do have kids that have basketball experience, and I think that that we can step up and play really well together. So, you know, we're always looking to be competitive and play hard, and I think that that's going to fall on the defensive end. And I think that this year you're going to see a lot of transition basketball. We're going to try to get up the floor and play ball. Like I said, we're not a very big team, but we do have a lot of guards, so we're going to try to get up in transition and play basketball.
Anything else? You got the last word, Nick. You're the last one here.
Wow, I'm the last guy here, huh? You know, I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate you guys having us out here and doing this and getting exposure for our kids. So, you know, thanks for having us and doing this every year.
We love doing it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure, believe me.
And you know what? You guys in this association here in Lorain County, you guys are some of the best coaches to actually have interviews and conversations with.
It's a good group.
I mean, everybody comes prepared. Everybody knows about their players and teams. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good group.
Yeah.
Nick, best of luck to you. We'll look forward to seeing you. Z-Man's got you. On January 25th, Clearview at Firelands.
It should be a good game. I'll tell you what, Firelands got a nice squad too. So it's going to be exciting to see some of these teams that you know, have been young and maybe not doing what they're used to doing. Yeah. But you know, there's a lot of teams in the county that are going to really come out and play hard basketball.
It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out in February.
In about 5 minutes, we'll continue the conversation.
Yes, we will. And
then we'll get the real answers.
Oh, folks, if you can see the look on these two guys' face right now,
Thanks, they're dead serious. We'll see you, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Nick DiMacchia, the head basketball coach of the Clearview Lady Clippers.